Love. Some would say it took a backseat when the pandemic forced us apart. As a family-run and proudly Canadian-owned company, Charm Diamond Centers saw the need to bring us together with tales of love and created the Canadian Love Map podcast. Since then, we've shared hundreds of real, uplifting stories that prove love conquers all. So thank you for listening. We couldn't do it without you. And remember, love starts here. What the world needs now is love. More love.
Stars literally aligned.
He's always been the one.
There's someone out there for everyone.
I'm Nancy Regan, your host on the Canadian Love Map. We are on a journey to uncover and share love stories of all kinds.
He's never forgotten to bring me flowers.
We're hoping we're going to give a little good news to this world.
Even in these dark times, the life continues to go on.
It's all about compassion, devotion, adventure, and of course, love.
Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs love.
This is the Canadian Love Map.
Well, love is the most important thing.
The 20th reunion, even more so, I just didn't care about anybody else. Like, sure, it was nice to check in with all my friends from high school, but the reason I went was to see him.
We were running in parallel lines for so many years, just kind of checking in with each other along the way, but never really having an opportunity to kind of cross paths.
This week's love story belongs to Anita and Kevin. Ever wondered what happened to your high school sweetheart? Well, after dating, Anita and Kevin went their separate ways to attend different colleges. And for 20 years, they lived separate yet similar lives, falling in love, getting married, starting families. But after a couple of decades and a series of unexpected synchronicities, signals, and chance moments, their paths crossed again and then merged. This is the Canadian Love Map. Okay, so Ben and J-Lo.
We are not.
Has anyone compared you to those two?
No.
I think that is the first time I've ever been compared to J-Lo. So thanks for making my life.
You're welcome. I couldn't help it because of the whole romance, then no romance, then romance again. You know, it was just waiting for me to use that.
I suppose, but I never
analogy.
Never made that comparison. Never would I.
Let's talk about why I might have brought that up. When did you two first meet?
Sometime in high school.
Yeah, high school, grade 10.
Okay, but grade we 10-ish. Can't identify an actual moment when you looked across the gym or the smoking area or what have you?
No, I mean, we started school together in grade 10. We are sure of.
Yeah.
And we had mutual friends for a couple of years.
Yes.
So we knew each other. But there was a particular incident in grade 10 math. It was grade 10 math.
Yes, grade 10 math.
That, started something.
Okay, I need to give the audiovisual description here because when you said particular incident, Kevin's eyes rolled up slightly. So, expliquez, s'il vous plaît.
Well, as much as I hate to admit this because it's a terrible thing to model for people, I may have whacked him over the head with a math textbook because I liked him.
Oh, it's like Anne of Green Gables.
Very much like Anne and Gilbert. And he got revenge.
What about whacking him over the head with a textbook said to you, I'm going to get this guy in my life?
I wish I knew. I honestly don't know because I would never do it now. And I certainly would never, ever want anybody to do that as a... Like, we don't tell young girls that he's pulling your hair because he likes you. Like, we don't do that anymore, right? Mm. So I don't know. I don't know what came over me, but I did. And he got his revenge by whacking me over the head with a math textbook.
Okay, this is a first on the Canadian Love Map. Yeah. We have never had a romance with roots quite like this.
Kevin, like can I see?
can I just have your perspective on this story? Did you see her coming?
No.
Were not, you doing
not,
anything?
Not in that moment.
Were you doing anything to provoke her?
I'm sure I was.
Oh, okay.
I was sitting behind her.
Uh huh.
And class had just started, and I think she got in her licks just before, and
just before the teacher walked in.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
smart.
And mine was after the teacher walked in.
Not strategic.
No. But you know, in the hindsight, I made a statement.
You got her attention.
Yes, and that attention lasted a long time. You know. Off and on, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet this is how many years later, and you're sitting here together looking like you like each other. Yeah, I'm afraid so. You're not allowed to tap the table, but you are allowed to tell me those numbers. In fact, it's part of our contract.
Oh, yes,
actually make you sign.
30,
you're faster. Three, at math. Yeah,
33 years.
Be about 33 okay. years ago.
Okay, so how did that cause a blossoming of a romance, please?
I don't think either of us remembers exactly what happened after that. There are, you know, it's 33 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were times, there are specific things that we remember from our relationship in high school. We remember a dance.
Yes.
We remember a date. To the movies with some friends where too many people were stuffed in one car. So we remember a particular date and we remember visiting with families, playing games and so on. But we don't remember the timing of all this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but there was a romance.
But there was definitely, yes, we dated for a while, at least a few months in high school in rural New Brunswick. Where, you know, dating was going to each other's houses because there was nothing to do. Like, there's no, to go to the movies, you had to go over to Maine. You had to cross the border to go to the movies. So it was, you go to somebody's house or you go to a school dance. That's how you dated in rural New Brunswick back in the late 80s, early 90s.
And what was the dance that you both remember? What were your memories from that?
It was a high school dance, mm-hmm. and her father was a teacher at the school and was a chaperone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tricky one to navigate.
Had its times, yes.
It was just slow dancing, and we think it was to Bon Jovi, but I'm not really sure.
Who knows? What I remember about that dance, I remember the dance, but I also remember having to wear a turtleneck the next day.
Oh, why would that be?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Having been a teenager, I have some inkling of what you're speaking about.
They were
about.
In fashion at that time, weren't they?
They still are. They
not
wear
in,
them an
not
awful
in June.
Lot.
Not if it was the last dance of the year.
I do think it was kind of out of season for turtlenecks, but I did wear one the next day, maybe for a few days, yes. Yeah. I still have quite a collection of turtlenecks that I have to pull out once in a while.
I actually remember a girlfriend of mine who cut the sleeves off a turtleneck so that she'd have an excuse for wearing it in the late spring. Uh-huh. For probably the same reason.
Maybe.
So I guess that went well.
That went well. Yeah, that went well.
Yeah.
That lasted a while, you know, then dates to the movies when we had friends with cars who were going over and so on and. Playing board games. There's one particular board game that's never allowed to cross the threshold of our house because of that, called Balderdash.
It is now a four-letter word.
Balderdash is considered a swear word in
that's
our house.
My
yeah.
favorite game on the planet.
I hate it.
Really? And he loves it.
Well, we have differing memories of that night because I remember that his younger brother and sister, who were how old?
Oh, they're 5 years younger than us.
Yeah. Beat me at Balderdash, and I was in high school. So
the kids who were 5 years younger were beating you.
Yes.
They obviously had just practiced.
Obviously, they played it more often than I did, and I'm not a good liar. Like, if I'm lying, you can see it in my face.
Yeah, you've got to be able to lie for that game.
Yeah, I'm not poker a good face. Liar. Mm.
Okay, so how and where did that relationship go?
Well, it lasted a little bit longer. We're not sure exactly how long, because again, 30 years ago.
Yeah, in senior year, I believe it was senior year when we were trying to decide where we're going to university. So right about that time, so late grade 11, grade 12, we were trying to decide what schools to go to. And it was about that time that we stopped seeing each other.
You knew you were going in different directions.
He thought we were going in different directions. I tried to go to the same university that he'd been accepted to, and he told me not to. And that's how we parted ways.
Yes. Sharp intake of breath.
I thought she was better than going to the junior college I was going to.
Oh, that's a good reason to say no.
But that's not how it was relayed to me, though. It was just a breakup.
But he was a 17-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
They're not known for their communication skills. No offense to anyone out there.
No, for sure.
Okay, what did you – let's focus on the positive for a second. Mm-hmm. What was it that attracted you to each other at that young age?
Well, it's got to be the same things as attracts us now, I would think. I mean – for me, it's always a sense of humor and personality and swag, if you will. Like, that's what it's always about. It's not about looks. Although I do happen to think
bonus.
He's pretty good looking. It's a bonus, yeah. It's, you know, it's the same reason that women all over are saying they'd rather date Jack Black than whoever, right?
Bradley Cooper
or whatever. It's about personality. Yeah.
I always put her on a pedestal as far as how smart she was. She was, it still is, you know, very brilliant in her thought process. And I just had you on that pedestal in high school of being smart, intellectual, strong-minded. And, you know, I always... like that.
And you didn't want to be the reason that she sort of stepped down to a lower level college when she didn't have to.
Right. Yeah. That's.
I'm going with that story.
It sounds really good when you put it that way.
Yeah. I buy it. I think it's admirable and ethical. And where did the story go from there?
We both went our separate ways. We did go to universities in separate countries. He was in the U.S. I was in Canada. We didn't have Facebook 30 years ago, so we didn't keep in touch all that much.
No.
We dated and got married to other people. We both had kids. And about 25 years later, 24 years later, we both found ourselves getting divorced, and Facebook was a thing then. And we were Facebook friends, but he hardly ever posts anything on Facebook. I'm all over Facebook because of what I do. And we were friends, but didn't talk.
Hadn't you seen each other at a high school reunion in the interim?
There was a high school reunion.
Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
There were two, actually.
Yes.
There were two high school reunions, so the 10th and the 20th.
So those must have been somehow pivotal in terms of keeping the thread that was connecting you.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we admit this now. Neither one of us ever would have said this while we were married to other people. But now we can both realize that the only reason we went to those two reunions was to see each other. Like, we didn't really care about, at least from my perspective, about anybody else.
No one else there that I needed to reconnect with, see how they're doing. Anita was the one that I needed to kind of check in on.
Okay, for the record, this is a win for me because you were going to just... yada yada right over those reunions. So from an interviewer's perspective, she shoots, she scores.
Yeah,
that's a very important part of the story. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the first reunion, the 10-year reunion, I basically hung out with his family, his wife, his babies because my husband at the time didn't care to go hang out with people I'd gone to school with. So mm-hmm. that's fine. Mm-hmm. So I hung out with him and his wife and kids at the reunion. There's a picture of us from that reunion back in the day when you had to print your photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's this photo of us that's left over from the 10th reunion. And the 20th reunion, even more so, I just didn't care about anybody else. Like, sure, it was nice to check in with all my friends from high school, but the reason I went was to see him.
There was a magnetic pull almost, would
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, I mean, we always said it was never finished.
Yeah,
we were 17 years old. We broke up. It's not like you see on the movies where they have this really nice conversation and things are done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, so tell me about the synchronicities before we get to the reunion.
Well, that's your area because I don't believe in them.
Okay, I'm with you, Kevin. I believe there's no such thing as coincidence. So we'll just push her aside for a second.
There's a 10-day marker for many things in our lives. So we're only 10 days apart as far as birth.
Oh.
Okay.
Same year.
Same year. Yeah. Same year. We both went to university for the same amount of time. Both got married in our last year of university while still in university. Hmm. 1 week apart from each other.
Really? Unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst to each other.
This is all retroactively that you were.
I didn't get an invite to her wedding.
Yeah.
And
well, you would have been on your honeymoon.
The next markers were when she filed for divorce is within 10 days of when I was served papers for divorce. So I've always looked at those as like we were running in parallel lines for so many years. Just kind of checking in with each other along the way, but never really having an opportunity to kind of cross paths.
Do you both have two children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny. And are they close in age?
Mine are older.
His are a few years older, but
yeah.
Close, yeah.
A couple years and then 3 years and then hers are a couple years apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've heard about the sparks and, you know, seeing each other a little bit through the years. When did this all reignite?
In 2014,
2014
it started.
Okay. She sounds pretty certain about this, Kevin. Don't mess with her.
It was. 2014 it started. I decided I wanted a divorce. And about a month later, I said, Kevin was getting a divorce last time I talked to him. I wonder how that's going. Maybe he's got some advice. Like I'm winking at Nancy, like, yeah, maybe he's got some advice. I've never done anything like that before, reached out in the hopes of getting back together with somebody because I've been married for my whole young adult life. So I was hoping he was getting divorced still. And he was. And we talked an awful lot by text and messenger and cross-border phone calls were still pretty expensive at the time, so we had a couple of cross-border phone calls, but we did a lot by Facebook Messenger for about 6 weeks.
Yes.
Any actual letters?
No.
No, all digitally. No, all digital. So, yeah, okay. I just wondered if you had any, you know, classic love letters.
No.
That,
no, I don't have any of those.
It was past that time.
Yeah, we have. Well, I kept a diary in high school that I wish I hadn't burned when I got married because, man, it would have some interesting stuff in it.
So who was your number one match with in that high school game?
So in high school, way back, I don't know if they still do it. You would at Valentine's Day, they would get you to fill out these surveys and they would give you your top matches for dates.
Oh, you're
for
kidding.
Boyfriends. And I still have the papers in my scrapbook. And he was the top match 1 year and the second or third match another year.
We couldn't share the great stories that we do here on the Canadian Love Map podcast without the amazing support of Charm Diamond Centres. They are Canada's largest family-owned jeweler, and they're proud to be putting love on the map. The folks at Charm Diamond Centers are thrilled to be a part of your love story. So visit charmdiamondcenters.com or one of your local stores. Love starts here. Okay, so you reached out.
I reached out. We talked a lot online for 6 weeks and decided maybe we should meet. But we were living at least 8 hours apart.
Where were you?
I was in Halifax.
I was in Maine.
Okay. And Kevin, what was your reaction when she, you know, actually made contact?
Well, I kind of started 6 months prior to that because I was the one that initiated to her that I was getting a divorce.
Just threw that out there.
I did. Well, the reason being is when my first wife and I were going through the first rocky patch and we were trying to just divide up photos and stuff, mm-hmm. open up a book, and out fell a photo from the 10-year reunion. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's ever a magic trick and the card appears, that was it. Mm-hmm. So that may have put a spark in my mind, you know, the 6 months prior to that, which is why she would know.
Yes.
That I was going through a divorce.
So she took the bait.
I guess I did.
She bit the hook and 6 months later got in contact. What do you remember about that communication you had? What was the energy around it?
A lot of late nights, like hours upon hours of just texting back and forth, of really getting to know each other again. Because we were much older people than we were in high school, you know, a lot of life that we've experienced and trying to get to know one another again. That was the mystique of it. You know, we were playing 20 questions. We were, did you ever have a bad haircut? You know, what, you know,
cats or dogs?
Yes.
That was a deal breaker.
Oh, and it worked out. Okay.
It worked out.
Oh, yes.
We're both cat people.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And in a way, I guess my question is what's the benefit to getting to know each other, getting reacquainted in that way rather than in person? Is there a benefit?
I think there was because we didn't have sex getting in the way, mm-hmm. right?
No.
There was none of that. There was a chemistry for sure, but we weren't in person, so we didn't have chance for that. We didn't have a chance for that to get in the way and ruin anything or speed anything up or change anything. So we really did get to know each other very well.
Yeah. You know, there's a social context of doing it online that you're putting yourself out there a little bit better because you're not reacting to what you're seeing there. It's like, what's her face looking like?
Right.
You know, am I reading that wrong? I didn't have to get in my head.
And you can be more vulnerable, maybe.
Yes.
I have to let a laugh out now because I would say that was the best, most honest answer ever. And definitely the quote of the day. You know, there was no sex getting in the way.
It's true.
Oh, it's so great.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, okay, so how did the relationship develop from there? At some point, you made some kind of decision to say, this is worth going forward with.
Yeah. After a while, we said, I think we need to meet. I think we need to get together in person and see if this chemistry happens in person. Because we're feeling really good about it, but maybe it won't be there in person. Mm-hmm. You know, stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. So we made a plan to get together on a weekend. I, at the time, my children were going to their dad's every weekend, so I knew I had weekends, and he just had to arrange a weekend off.
It was kind of the same situation.
We were
alternating weekends with my kids, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so we met halfway and spent a weekend together, and it was, the conversation was a bit awkward because me, having been married we were both married for 17 years at this point, but me having never really had a lot of dating experience, The conversation was something like, okay, we should get together. Well, where are we going to meet? Does a hotel sound good? Or a B&B? Should we get one room or should we get two rooms? And I'm being completely awkward about this because I didn't know for sure. And I didn't want to seem some kind of way, you know, but I definitely wanted one room. Well, just put it that way. And going into it, I was thinking, if nothing else, this will put an end to it. Like either this is going to go somewhere or it's going to end it. And I really felt like it would be the closure.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, yeah. It's almost like if it's an image, it's like the door was open a crack and it was either going to fling it open.
Yeah.
Fling is a very good use of the yes. word. Fling it open or shut it forever.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was thinking. So I went to St. John, New Brunswick for a weekend to meet up with him. Honestly expecting probably a one-night stand. And I've never in my entire life never would have said that. Never did that. Like it was really out of character for me.
Oh, those are the most fun things.
Well, you know, we're still having fun. So it was the longest one-night stand in history.
Yes. Yeah. How long? Is it still going?
Yeah.
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 And it's been 10 years?
Well, 10 years since the first conversation just a couple of days ago. So,
yeah.
Wow. And you've still got the one-night stand energy going on?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. We do.
That says a lot.
Yeah, we often say to each other, I can't believe they consider us adults. Because we still feel like we're teenagers a lot of the time. We still act like we're teenagers a lot of the time. It really disgusts our kids.
Is that one of the benefits of being with someone who you knew when you were a teenager, do you think? Does it bring that back to life?
I don't know if that's what it is or if it's just our personalities are ridiculously cringy and corny. I don't know, because lots of people who marry their high school sweetheart don't stay this way.
No, but there is a renewed energy when you've been apart and get back together. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
And you appreciate each other, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate lots of different things that maybe we didn't have before, like color. We're both very colorful. There's hardly any black in our closet at all.
Okay, really? They are both sitting here in the most colorful outfits I've ever seen. Kevin is in a... I was going to say Hawaiian shirt, but it's from
Grenada.
And you're in this gorgeous, you're the first thing I saw when I walked into the building today. And you're just like a ray of sunshine because there's so much color in your outfit. You look like spring.
Mm. Is it corny to say he makes me feel like spring?
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, this is a podcast about love. We'll take that.
Yeah. I mean... We really do make each other feel very young all the time. We look at each other all the time and say, we can't be 50. We can't be 50. We don't act like we're 50, except for his knee. You know, we don't feel like we're 50. We look at other people who are 50 and think, we don't look and act that old, do we?
No.
And is that a new thing since you got back together? Like, had you started to feel like you were aging before you reconnected?
Oh, it's definitely new for me.
The lifestyle that we had 10 years ago is so different.
Yeah.
You know, it's you can't compare the two. You know, the where we are right now in the last 10 years, it is like we started off again in 20s.
It really is. I'm a completely different person. I don't know how many people listening to this would actually have known me 14 years ago, but I'm a completely different person today than I was then. So different. I'm awkward. I'm loud. I'm inappropriately funny. And a lot of that stuff I just kept hidden because it wasn't acceptable in the circles and that I was in before. So now that I'm out on my own with my own business, I can be whoever I want to be. And I just, the more time we spend together, the longer we're together, the more I lean into that. And thankfully, he accepts all of that. And we often debate who is more accepting. I'll thank him for putting up with me. And he's like, I think you've got the harder job.
So it almost sounds like your partner is anchoring you in your true self.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that for sure.
Kevin, do you feel that way?
Definitely in the spot that we're very comfortable in, mm-hmm. you know, to feel this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she accepts me for who I am.
And that's really the most important thing, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
So what is it about this reconnection that has really worked, other than what we've just talked about there? I think people are often curious, look at J-Lo and Ben, about that whole concept of having been, sweethearts when you were young, drifting apart and then coming back together. What has been the best thing about your relationship this time around, would you say?
I can only put it down to chemistry. Honestly, I don't know that I can explain it any other way than chemistry. I often think about Bella and Jacob and the Twilight crew. And I think about the term they use, imprinting. The baby imprints on Jacob. And, you know, and I often think, did I imprint on Kevin in high school? Because I honestly cannot imagine feeling this way about anybody else. I don't know how else to put that other than chemistry or imprinting. And I know that is kind of woo-woo and weird maybe to some people, but I don't know how else to describe it.
I think you say imprinting and I think about why you had to wear a turtleneck. Kevin, what do you think?
I don't think that's too far off the mark there. You know, there was something that was left imprinted on my mind back in high school that kept her on my mind. You know, whether or not it was 2 years after high school, you know, I tried to get back together with her and she said no.
Oh, we skipped over that part.
We did skip that part.
Yes, that was... That was a chance encounter again in university that it's like something's there, something's there. But
and you struck out.
I did. I did.
That was a hard one, though. It was. I gotta say that was really, really hard to reject him that time. At the time, though, I had just started dating the person who would become my husband.
Uh-huh.
And I was determined to be loyal. And I didn't want anything to come in between me and my future husband. And to me, if I did something with Kevin, if I let that go any further and it didn't work out, then I was ruining my chance with my future husband. Mm-hmm. So I'm an incredibly loyal, rule-following person.
Isn't life funny? Things it throws at us.
But man, that was really hard to reject him that night. Yes.
Yeah. What is it that you have as a shared vision going forward that excites you about life?
I don't know. I think it's kind of just being able to look over there and see this is my partner. This is who I'm going to be with. I just look forward to seeing you every day. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could describe the goofy grin on his face. I mean, I shouldn't say goofy. That in the most loving way, like just sweet mm-hmm. grin on your face. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter, she's going to kill me for telling you this.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, I'm going to. I wanted to bring the letter with me, but I forgot to grab it. She has the gift of writing. And for gifts, she will write us letters and poems and things like at Christmas, birthdays, etc. This past Christmas, she wrote me a letter. I'm going to cry just thinking about this letter. She wrote us a letter for Christmas. And it was basically about how she didn't think real love existed, but she sees us and she's, you know, she didn't think men like Kevin existed, but she's so glad there's one out there and that I got him and all this kind of stuff. She's wording it much better than me. But she talks about the fact that we have this look that's reserved for each other. And we get this look just talking about each other or looking at each other. And it's that look, right? Yeah, that goofy grin. That we just have this way of looking at each other. I wish I had brought that letter to read it to you because it was pretty amazing.
What a beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. I mean, on so many levels.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. What is it that you love most about one another?
Oh, gosh.
We kind of provide each other balance, you know, on an intellectual way. You know, we look at things differently, but we kind of come to the table together. Mm-hmm. There's that mindset there that I can't get over.
We challenge each other in good ways. Yeah. So we have never had what we would consider a fight. We disagree about things, sure, but it's always, we're always disagreeing with this goofy smile on our face. So we've never raised voices at each other,
no.
Which people who knew me before probably could not believe because I was a hothead. I can admit that. We've never raised voices. We've never had a fight. We've never gone to sleep angry. If we have a disagreement about anything, we're laughing through the whole thing. Like our biggest disagreements have been
coffee
and hockey teams. So,
well, that doesn't sound too serious.
No, I even got him on to the right coffee eventually. So he's never going to get me to change hockey teams, probably. But we can argue if I say something, he will pull out a different way of looking at it or vice versa. And we're just happy to have the other person do that so that we can think about things in a different way. Last night, I was ranting and raving at everything I read because I was cranky and everything was making me mad. And he's just looking at me like, hey, okay, you're cranky. Whatever. You'll get over it.
Acceptance.
It is.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Which is what you need when you're in that state. It's not someone who pushes you away to say, oh, you're cranky. I'm, you know, going further away from you. You need someone who will just accept you and say, here, let me put my arm around you and get you out of that crankiness if I can, or sit with you in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I asked you what you love most about each other, and you told me what you love most about the we.
Right.
So now I want to drill down and put the light the fire under you and say, what do you love most about Anita, Kevin?
I see who she is, you know. I see how she interacts with her daughters, and I see how she interacts with her clients. And I'm just amazed at the strength that this woman has.
Where are those tissues?
I sit in amazement every day.
She shoots, she scores again. Sorry, it's all about me. I'm just trying to give you a little levity so that you can now respond. What do you love most about Kevin, Anita?
Most is a really hard thing to decide. I mean, gosh, he's probably the most loyal person I've ever met. He's so loyal to his family and friends and very caring and thoughtful. And I don't mean thoughtful as in giving gifts, but just thoughtful about the way things happen. Very logical too. Logic is one of those things that we often talk about that we like about each other. But, and can I also say I really like the way he looks at me?
Yes.
He looks at me like I'm a prize, right? Like he's grateful that I'm there in his life. And not everybody gets that.
Doesn't get better than that. I think that's where we end. And I say thank you so much. And I see that look that you're talking about. And now I know why you had to wear the turtleneck. And I'm sure there are still turtlenecks in your life. But I just want to say how much I appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Canadian Love Map. This podcast is presented and made possible by Charm Diamond Centers. It's hosted by me, Nancy Regan, and is produced and distributed by Podstarter.
We love sharing love stories of all kinds, and that could include yours. So do you or someone you know have an uplifting tale to tell? Reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram using @CanadianLoveMap or email producer@podstarter.io. We'll be back next week with another love story to add to the map.